Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Quantum Revelation, a Radical Synthesis of Science and Spirituality, by Paul Levy. Foreword by Gene Houston. Narrated by Paul Bryan. Foreword by Gene Houston. Let me say it up front. This is one of the most fascinating, evocative, and important books that I have ever read. Paul Levy brings his massive curiosity to what is perhaps the most curious and massive discovery of our time. Quantum physics is the name of the game, and pursuing its mysteries prepares one to become a game changer in both one's life, one's understanding of reality, and how one agrees to participate in the biocosmic field that is intrinsic to our nature. This remarkable offering provides one of the clearest understandings of this scientific phenomenon, which involves all of us, that I have read. It is quantum physics from a deeply human point of view, as we follow Levy's heroic journey into the dark forest of the quantum nature of the universe. I recall that in the Divine Comedy, Dante began his grand tour of the deep and dark dimensions of reality in the dark forest, Selva Oscura. What he found there in the 13th century were the mythic worlds that seemed to underlay the domains of existence at that time. Levy does much the same for our time, our science, and our vernacular. What I write now should really be an epilogue rather than a foreword to this book, for I design my quantum-inspired experiments from the kind of understandings that Levy brings so brilliantly to this book. As a lifelong pioneer into the strange and beautiful country of the human potential, I have discovered that quantum physics, when applied to latent human capacities, opens up a realm of experience and exploration that up until now has remained more mythical than real. With quantum physics, we become mything links, living lives that allow the extraordinary to become the ordinary. The discovery of the quantum nature of our universe, and thus of ourselves, is so major an event that its profound implications cannot be overstated. Quantum theory demands a radical revisioning of the role of consciousness as the underlying organizing principle of the universe. With this understanding, quantum physics is introducing us to ways of seeing that profoundly impact human thinking, feeling, sensing, knowing, and being. In different states of consciousness, we can be brought to subtle levels where the mind interacts with the universe itself in what the Buddhists call interdependent co-arising. The self, when understanding that we do not just live in the universe, but the universe lives in us, becomes in some sense identical to the quantum mind, and therefore has many more capacities than those operating in local consciousness. Working with these concepts, both spiritual and scientific, I find that we can enable students to be, to do, and to create in ways that are suggestive of higher levels of human accomplishment. What follows, then, are some of the experiential processes I have led, which take as their basis the quantum nature of our possibilities. These include introducing more fluid categories of space and time, for instance, where one is able to experience subjective time. This is where a short amount of clock time is felt to be much longer, and thus one is able to experience adventures, write books, finish projects, go voyaging in the seas of the unconscious, even learn or rehearse things that would normally take a much longer time to do. Similarly, from the quantum perspective of the simultaneity of past, present, and future, we are able to change the story of minor past events until it becomes a realistic part of one's memory. But even our imagination is transcended by the universe and its quantum aspect, and we find that we are no longer simply imaginative, but imaginal. We are in the quantum holofield of consciousness, wherein all potential patterns reside. We are no longer caught in our own habits and expectations. We seemingly access the blueprints, the guidance, forms, and patterns of what, up to now, we have only imagined. Granted, this requires a metanoia, a big-time shift in one's belief systems, for as the quantum paradigm shows, belief structures reality. This book is in itself a powerful stimulus to believe and to live a radically different belief, and therefore a new way of being in this world and time. As Paul Levy writes, quantum physics heralds a change so momentous that it can, and already has, transform the course of human history. This great change is already underway, and yet there remains a long way to go for the full transformational impact of the discoveries of quantum physics to be assimilated by humanity. That is, for its insights to transform the nature of the collective common sense of human beings. We find ourselves in the role of midwives, helping to birth a quantum understanding of the world. What quantum physics is revealing to us is so radical, with implications so far-reaching, that to call it merely revolutionary would not do it justice. The conceptual revolution of quantum theory has literally turned physics on its head. What it is revealing about our universe is turning right side up what had been inverted and upside down regarding our understanding of the nature of reality. The advent of quantum physics can be thought of as a revolution in the realm of ideas. Quantum physics is introducing us to a radically new way of seeing, conceptualizing, and understanding that profoundly impacts human thinking, feeling, sensing, knowing, and being. As if the universe itself were giving us a cosmic physics lesson, what quantum physics is revealing to us requires a completely new way of picturing and thinking about the universe, our place in it, as well as who we are. I take his words as a stimulus to my own, and particularly to my experiments as to how quantum physics can change how we reconceptualize and allow ourselves to discover potentials that until recently have seemed more mythical than real. What follows is arguably more art than exact science, but its consequences are profound, as well as suggestive of the fact that we are organism environments who are symbiotic and indeed self-similar with the quantum continuum within which we live and abide and have our being. A fuller exploration can be found in my chapter in What is Consciousness, a work I co-wrote with Irvin Laszlo and Larry Dossey. Everyday Life in the Quantum Universe. The implications, indeed the revelations of existing in a quantum belief system so vividly expressed by Paul Levy, find support in a number of areas. Identity, time, parallel selves, and the paradox of being human. With regard to identity, the quantum perspective holds that we are not encapsulated bags of skin dragging around a dreary little ego. Rather, we contain many selves and personas, which when developed, give us skills and capacities that make us multimodal, and thus able to bring fresh perspectives to the contents of our life and work. This latency, which can be ignored one's entire life, is to be found within one's quantum nature, and can be called upon whenever needed. This is the case in my own experience. While I am almost phobic about writing, in my persona as a cook, I have neither fear nor resistance, and happily bring my cooking skills to the mindset of the writer, with my dishes now resulting in over 30 published books on many subjects. This feast of creativity I pass on to my students, who then discover new competencies and abilities that grow from their alternate personalities. In addition to these, there resides a still higher level of consciousness and capacity. I call this the quantum blueprint, the fullest expression of the self. It can be considered to be the optimal template, that state which gives them access to higher states of functioning and skillful means. It is their emergent evolutionary nature that is filled with the codes of their higher possibilities. With guided imagery, participants are led to experience the optimal template as integral to their nature. I might say to them, as the optimal template moves in you, know that you are becoming a superb catalyst, a carrier of new genesis as the world is getting ready to move. Your mind is growing so that you can think in many ways, in words, in images. Thought ways that border on genius, in fact, can become genius. Much that may have been lost in you from your childhood and adolescence, as well as those remarkable skills and qualities that were latent in you, are now becoming real. Courage, passion for the possible, rigor, diligence, a wave tide of joy and belief. The creative life. Your spirit, inspirited by the God, the cosmic consciousness, the supreme beloved who calls you into being. You are loved, nurtured, empowered, called forth to your highest destiny for this life and this time. With this template in place, they gain the sensibility and openness to explore life in the quantum universe. One of the most intriguing ways to explore our quantum nature is to enter the mysteries of time. Most people have forgotten that we are multi-temporal by nature and can experience short periods of time as being much longer. Thus, for example, we can learn an alternate temporal process. This involves experiencing subjective time, which differs greatly from linear objective time, also called clock time. With subjective time, participants report experiences of writing books and music, rehearsing and improving skills, and pursuing activities that would normally take a long time objectively, but occur subjectively in a few minutes. Since time in the quantum universe is simultaneous, we have the ability to recreate minor events in the past so that the present and future are enhanced by this change. After gaining confidence in this process, participants can go further into the omnidirection of time. Quantum physics tells us the times of past, present, and future are occurring simultaneously in ways that are difficult for us to understand. With this in mind, we can change a minor happening in the past so that it affects one's present and future in positive new ways. This requires us to enter into an altered state of consciousness wherein we select a minor past incident that we would like to recreate, never a major traumatic event, and dramatize it in positive ways so that the remembered event is now what is in the forefront of one's memory, while this so-called historic event becomes a dim dream. Whether this is just putting in an overlay of new memory in the brain, or actually shifting the past event itself, I cannot say, but certainly the effects have been profound. In some cases, people who were involved in the original event start to remember the event in its changed variations. The point is that we can remember and even recreate the past and the future. Memories can be changed on this simultaneous, all-at-once continuum in which the universe, including all its times, experiences, and dimensions, can be changed, transformed, rewritten, and re-experienced, because the universe, which includes our time and memory, is regenerating itself every nanosecond. Since we are conscious participants in the living universe, we can enter the Akashic fields of memory and shift elements of our own history. Living cosmically can also affect opportunities in alternate spatial places and dimensions. The new science of quantum singularity gives us the freedom to explore parallel selves, which are both similar to us as well as dissimilar in health, knowledge, profession, and lifestyle. In this regard, we take people to alternative or parallel selves where they enter into friendly and cooperative relationships, and then, with the agreement of the parallel self, bask in the energy field of their health. One of my students, Jennifer, had a near-fatal form of Lyme disease. I guided her to the parallel place in the universe where there lived a Jennifer in a superb state of health and well-being. With mutual agreement, their fields connected, and our Jennifer felt herself being retuned to a better state of health. Upon returning to a regular place in reality, she began to improve. As of now, she is in a state of health similar to that of her parallel self. Subsequently, Jennifer was able to take her comatose dying brother to a healthy parallel self where he became immersed in the field of this healthy self, shared the other's frequencies, and upon returning, woke up from his coma and proceeded to grow healthier each day. He then went on to live a normal life. We can easily dismiss this kind of phenomenon as strong suggestion in an altered state of consciousness that then affects health and well-being. However, after having seen dozens of these kinds of learnings, changes, and shifts with several dozen students, you cannot close your accounts with reality and therefore come to surmise that something much more interesting is happening. If there is any truth to this matter, it is no wonder that we want to keep the lid on this multi-temporal unconscious. And yet, perhaps these different worlds or times of our experience are not self-contained, but bleed through in other states of consciousness, dreams, reveries, creative inspirations, and spiritual and other potent experiences. To listen to the quantum revelation is to know that we are players in a great game called paradox. And what is the paradox? It is that we can be a child sitting on a window ledge knowing everything, and we can be the universe knowing the child at the same time. Quantum physics suggests that we are both infinite and finite beings. As finite beings, we are God stuff incorporated in space and time. As infinite quantum beings, we are the living universe in an eternal yet spirited form of itself. As this infinite self-expressing aspect of cosmic consciousness and as a form of the living universe, we find ourselves capable of creating and sustaining an individual finite self. That is you, the human being that is the microcosm, or if you will, the fractal of the infinite self. The human selfing game, in which we are divided into many selves, may be what infinity does for fun. Not realizing this, we live in a state of galloping ambiguity, caught in a limited time vehicle and yearning for our greater self. Then, when we make the rare excursion into our greater being, becoming our cosmic selves, we suddenly yearn, like Dorothy and Oz, to get back home to the farm in Kansas. Why is this? To continue the metaphor, to live in Kansas, however joyous and rewarding, is to chronically confront our limitations of our body and mind and those of others to which we are accustomed, whereas entering into infinite life is rather difficult to navigate and transcends all understanding. What do we do? Where do we go? Who do we meet as infinite beings? I believe that to live in a state of both/and is to become who and what we were patterned to be. As we cannot shrink the infinite to fit into the finite, because if we do so, we just end up with a fundamentalist God, we can extend through conscious work on ourselves the capacity to expand, and thus to enter into partnership with the infinite. Then, and this may be the goal of the paradox game, we do indeed discover that we are an infinite self creating and sustaining our individual human self. Do you see the stupendous import of this statement? To me, it is a mind-cracking, soul-buffeting, life-enlarging realization. Once understood and internalized, it adds tremendous power to our freedom to be, our enormous capacity to grow, evolve, and recreate ourselves, and our ability to live simultaneously as finite and infinite beings. The infinite self directs the development and unfolding of the finite self, and the finite self offers joy, entertainment, and knowledge to the infinite self. This is the paradox of partnership resolved. The game is to overcome the illusion of separation. This is the revelation of quantum physics that Paul Levy brings to life in a most splendid and captivating way. Gene Houston is a visionary thinker, teacher, and philosopher who pioneered the human potential movement.